Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
The FBI says it has intercepted a letter to President Obama that initial tests show contains the poison ricin. They say it's similar to the ricin-tainted letter sent to Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi yesterday. Both came from the same location, Memphis, Tennessee. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that authorities stopped someone inside the Senate office buildings with many packages containing suspicious substances. And Senator Carl Levin says his regional office in Michigan also received a suspicious letter. Rick Klein is political editor for director for ABC News, co-host of the Top Line webcast. Rick, what more do we know about the letter first sent to the president? It didn't arrive at the White House.
No, and in fact, it's important to note that none of the letters that have at least preliminarily tested positive for ricin got anywhere near their intended targets. All mail that's addressed to the Capitol, to the White House, they're screened at facilities that are actually well outside the District of Columbia. Ever since 9/11 and the anthrax scare, there have been additional precautions. But there are similarities between those letters that we're told. There are lab tests going on now that will confirm or rebut the possibility that there was this agent ricin in there, which is a very deadly agent. And layer on top of that, these other suspicious packages, the deliveries going on at office buildings, at places around the country. It is a tense time in Washington, certainly for anyone who remembers 9/11 and its aftermath, but even for people who have been here for less time than that, No one knows what to think. Senators are even being stopped from going back to their offices in some instances.
Well, we remember the letters that were sent after 9/11. Now, the FBI says there's no sign that what is happening now is in any way related to the Boston Marathon bombings. But we also want to ask you, because we had read yesterday that Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri said the letter to Senator Wicker in Mississippi came from an individual who frequently writes to lawmakers. So, I mean, if she's right, do they not know who this is?
Yeah, in fact, we've been reporting at ABC News that there is a suspected individual. We don't know if they've talked to this person yet, but that was an intriguing, tantalizing clue if this was someone who's out there. And it makes the suggestion, at least, that there isn't a connection to what happened in Boston the other day. But right now, there's no way to tell. I think it's important to know there are often suspicious packages that are found at the Capitol complex. I've been there when they've been on lockdown or even partial evacuations because they just can't account for something. I would think, not atypical that something would be found in a piece of mail that's sent to either the White House or to members of Congress. But it's just the accumulation of events now that puts everyone on edge. We don't really know what to think. We don't know what's related. Obviously, there hasn't been anyone arrested in connection to what happened in Boston. So not knowing the full scale and sweep of this, it just has people engaged in another round of speculation and worry.
Well, and, you know, that's somebody might be wanting to piggyback on that terror that's already happening because of the bombings. But what about this report from CNN that someone was at the Senate office building with a backpack of letters? Now, do people traditionally, are there bike messengers, for instance, that are traditionally allowed in to deliver mail? What more do we know about that?
There are not. You're not allowed to do that ever since 9/11. These office buildings are frequented by tourists, by constituents visiting town, but you have to have authorization to deliver packages around. You can go to a senator's office and leave something if you'd like, but there has to be authorization. So this is not a situation where messengers off the street can come in. We understand that at least two deliveries were made, one at the Senator Joe Manchin's office, one at Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama's office, and that they have quarantined those areas. They're keeping staff away from it. They haven't evacuated anything, but they are in something of a partial lockdown in terms of making sure that area is secure and there's nothing suspicious there. Once again, have to say they don't know anything on its own. We're not able to say whether this is indeed someone with any kind of ill intent or if he didn't know the rules here, again, because it's a pretty open building.
Yeah.
But given what's gone on the last few days, there's no incident that's too small.
Well, and also, just again, given what happened in 2001, remember, five people died, 17 others got sick, and in fact, the FBI attributed the attack to a government scientist who committed suicide in 2008. Now, people dispute whether he was actually behind this, but there's reason to be nervous. Meanwhile, Rick, while all this is happening, the gun control debate is supposed to be taking place. Senators discussing a bill all day. We had been hearing that the bipartisan amendment from the Democrat Joe Manchin, West Virginia, the Republican Pat Toomey, Pennsylvania, that would expand background checks has either been watered down or might be headed for defeat. What's happened?
It does not have the votes. It may have never have had the votes, and it certainly hasn't grown them. We just heard Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a Democrat from North Dakota, said that she doesn't believe that there's a path for her to support this bill. Several Republicans who were on the fence, including Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire, has come out against it. So there are not enough votes to break a Republican-led, although Democrat-joined, filibuster right now. And here is the best glimmer that we've had since Newtown of major changes to gun control legislation. It's not going to happen. It was probably never going to happen in the House anyway, certainly not with momentum from the Senate. So right now there's talk about some kind of a backup option, maybe the support for some Republican, as you say, watered-down measures surrounding this. But it's going to be a bitter disappointment for a lot of folks who've spent such emotion and time and energy into lobbying and trying to wrest something out of this Congress on gun control.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, Recline, the big news has overshadowed what was the big news last week, gun control debate. The big news, again, these letters flying around Washington. The FBI the Associated Press actually got hold of an intelligence bulletin from the FBI, and in which the FBI says both letters say to see a wrong and not expose it is to become a silent partner to its continuance. Both are signed, I am KC, and I approve this message. Now, when I say both, again, one was intercepted going to President Obama, a Democrat. One intercepted going to Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi, a Republican. Is there some sense, perhaps, of some bipartisanship there that, whoever has done this is targeting both sides of the aisle?
Yeah, I mean, we've been racking our brains trying to see some kind of connection between Senator Wicker and President Obama. There's no obvious political alliance there. They rarely are on the same side of any issue. I just can't even speculate what the connection might be. It may be something regional with the fact that these letters were apparently postmarked from Tennessee without a return address, so there may be something where it's some with a particular focus on the South. But there's not an obvious political message even in that message. And to single out these two individuals that again don't work together very typically it makes it a little bit harder to understand.
Rick Klein, political director for ABC News, co-host of the Top Line webcast with the latest from Washington. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back to Boston, so many people have been doing so many things to mark what happened this week. Our friend Amanda Palmer, rock star, held a moment of silence on Twitter. How do you do that? Well, she did. We'll hear about some other efforts in 1 minute, here and now.